Hello and welcome to The Word from My Hermitage. My name is Father Clint Honkamp, and I come to you today, as every day, from my hermitage in the Dominican Priory of St. Pius V in Chicago, Illinois. Today is Tuesday of the first week in Ordinary Time, January 13th, 2026. Our passage for reflection today comes from the Gospel of St. Mark, where he writes, "Jesus came to Capernaum with his followers, and on the Sabbath he entered the synagogue and taught. The people were astonished at his teaching, for he taught them as one having authority, and not as the scribes." When Jesus enters the synagogue at Capernaum, nothing outwardly dramatic happens at first. He simply teaches. No thunder, no miracles, no spectacle, only the quiet, decisive emergence of a voice that carries a different weight than anything the people had heard before. The people were astonished at his teaching, for he taught them as one having authority, not as the scribes. What is this authority they sense? It is not the authority of position, nor the authority of argumentation, nor the authority of tradition alone. It is the authority of truth, spoken from its source. Jesus does not cite the law to bolster himself. He reveals the heart of the lawgiver. He does not interpret Scripture as a scribe might. He speaks as the Word made flesh. The authority is not borrowed. It is not derivative. It is the unmediated radiance of the One who is truth, addressing their hearts that were made for truth. And so the people are astonished, because every human soul knows when truth speaks. Christ's authority is unlike that of every other teacher, because his authority is not primarily intellectual, it is ontological. It flows not from what he has learned, but from who he is. In him, doctrine is inseparable from person. This is why those who encountered him sensed something they could not articulate. When he taught, the scriptures did not merely become clear, they became alive. They heard not just information, but invitation. Through his voice, God was not simply being explained, God was drawing near. His authority is the authority of the shepherd calling his sheep by name, the authority that liberates. Christ's authority is never oppressive. It is the opposite. It is liberating. Human authority can sometimes dominate, but divine authority restores the order of truth so that the human heart can breathe again. We are made to be under God, under His wisdom, His mercy, His fatherly care. And so when Christ speaks, something ancient in us remembers Eden. His authority awakens freedom, not fear. Purpose, not pressure, trust, not terror. The people in Capernaum felt their hearts straighten and lift. A weight they had carried without realizing it suddenly slipped off. Christ's authority set them free. We must ask ourselves, where do I allow Christ to teach me with authority today? Not simply, what do I know about him, but where do I allow him to speak into my life as Lord? Do I let him interpret my fears? Do I let him speak into my wounds? Do I let him claim my decisions, my priorities, my habits? Do I let him teach me in Scripture, not as an idea, but as a person who confronts, heals, reveals, and calls? Christ still teaches with the same authority in the Gospels, in his church, in the quiet instruction of prayer. But his voice reaches us only in the measure that we surrender the parts of our hearts that still cling to self-rule. The people of Capernaum welcome Jesus into their synagogue. Will I welcome him into the inner synagogue of my heart? If I allow him to teach me, truly teach me, he will astonish me just as he astonished them. His word will rearrange my assumptions, reorder my desires, illuminate my confusions, and invite me into deeper trust. And like those first hearers, I will know that this is no ordinary teaching. It is the teaching of the one whose words call worlds into being. Today, Christ steps again into the synagogue of our ordinary lives, our routines, our relationships, our hidden struggles. He does not come to overwhelm, but to reveal. He does not come to enforce, but to free. He speaks with authority because he alone is the truth. Our hearts were created to receive. May we be astonished once more. May we recognize his voice. May we allow his teaching to shape us, challenge us, and draw us deeper into the kingdom that he proclaims. Speak, Lord, in your authority. My heart is listening. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, you who entered the synagogue of Capernaum and taught with the authority of the living God, enter now into the quiet sanctuary of our hearts. Silence every voice that distracts, confuses, or disturbs, and let your word be the word we receive, your truth, the truth we follow, your love that shapes us. Remain with us, Lord, and guide us by the light of your presence, so that all we do, all we choose, all we become, may reflect the truth and goodness of your kingdom. We ask this in your holy and powerful name. Amen. If you found a blessing in this reflection today, I invite you to share it with others and come back each and every day to join us as we reflect over the Word of God in our life. May God bless you today and keep you safe. Amen.